Well, first of all, just thank you all for the pleasure to be here with y'all today, kind of share a little bit about the high school and kind of what's going on there, things that you may not see in the news, or things that are positive things going on. And so I was thinking about how to transition, how to start. So every year we meet with all of our freshmen and all their parents, and we tell them this one thing, that when you're coming to the high school, you're making a transition. It's unlike any transition they've had before. They'll come from, primary to elementary. There's foundational skills that are built there to help for elementary school, and then elementary to middle to high. We're kind of that culminating school, not any more important in the process, but just the end of their educational journey for some. And so transition readiness is one of our priorities. It's not the top priority. Safety is obviously the top priority, and just making everyone feel safe that's there, and also the parents and grandparents that send their students to the school. But transition readiness is kind of our one of our top tier things that we try to focus on. And so what's that mean? It just means kind of teaching and modeling that for the students as they come to us. And I remember what I was like as a 15-year-old student. I wasn't the most absorbent student. I wasn't the best student. And so trying to encourage them and to learn not only from our experiences, but just things that we've learned along the way. Helping them to explore, what they want to do after they leave high school. 25 years ago, I feel like what was pushed to our students was that, you got to go to college. To be successful, you got to go to college. And that's just not the case. There's been such a transition in just what success looks like. College is still the path, that's the right path for some. But some can go to a technical school, a college, a trade school, and be in the workforce within a matter of months. And then some can go right into the workforce. Over the last 3 years, and I've been principal for 3 years, I've heard more stories of students graduating from high school and connecting with an employer, and just the employee saying, if you'll just work for us for 6 months, we'll train you, we'll pay for everything, and then we'll start you out making this much money. And it's a good living. And it's what they want to do. So just trying to connect the students to what they want to do when they leave us at the high school is one of our primary responsibilities. The reality in that is it can be tough. A lot of students don't know what they want to do when they leave high school. Some it takes a few years after. And so we have one end of the spectrum where students are like, I know I want to do this. How do I get there? And those can be conversations that we have. We need to do this school. You don't need to do this school. And then on the other side, you have students that are like, I have no idea where I even want to start. So we encourage them to try to pick one of our pathways, pick something that we are blessed to have, the Caldwell Regional Career Center. On our campus, and they have 8 different trades there, everything from carpentry, electricity, welding, nursing, and a few others, plumbing, they can kind of eliminate. I'm not sure what I want to do, but I know I don't want to do plumbing, or don't want to do this, or don't want to do business. And so that's another way to look at it. And so kind of tying that into transition readiness, we also talk about post-secondary readiness. Talk about that process of all the schools in Caldwell County kind of working together. One of the ways that the high school is judged is on how well we prepare our students for the real world. There's 2 ways that we kind of look at that. One is college readiness. So there are lots of tests, and I wrote it down somewhere that we have, not that anybody's counting, we have 50 days of school left with students, but of those 50 days, about 16 days of those will be strictly devoted to testing of some sort. So you're looking at, almost a third that are just going, we're going to put a test in front of a student to see where they're at on this certain area. And so that's one way. So college, to meet a benchmark on a state test is one way. But the other side of that is a career, being career ready. And so that's the goal for every single student, to be college and or career ready. And so career ready, they can take an end of course assessment for business, and there's too many to even count. That they can just take one test, they make a certain score, they're automatically career ready. At the vocational school or college, the regional career center, they can take a number of tests up there and immediately get them career ready. That's a benefit to them, but it's also a benefit to us. And so, and just thinking about that idea of transition and readiness, so how do we accomplish that? So I was thinking about a way to kind of sum this up, and I'm not by any stretch of the imagination saying that we have everything figured out, because we don't. We have the growth mindset. We want to always be, we want to be a different school next year than we are this year, and try to, challenge ourselves so we can challenge our students more. But the one is we made some, some schedule changes, some logistical changes this past year to kind of help ourselves do that. So what if we added a 29-minute period. We call it impact time during the middle of our day. And what that is every grade level has a different, I don't want to say a task, but a different idea put in front of them. We're building a ship here. So over the next 2 years or 3 years, we'll have the entire ship in theory built. Right now, our freshmen and sophomores are diving into a program called Leader in Me. And I know that Mr. Thomas is probably aware of this. His wife, Ms. Thomas, at the elementary school kind of was the first school on our campus to kind of dive all into Leader in Me. It's based around Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and what that means. And it's not the same book as you would give, you know, an adult. It's more geared toward high school. At elementary, it's more geared to elementary. But it just talks about those habits that make you a successful person, beginning with end in mind, you know, putting first things first and those things. And so our freshmen and sophomores are going through that book right now. We're teaching them the habits, the paradigms, the mindsets behind those things and why those things are important. And so the next thing and kind of building upon that is we also established, and we did this last year, but this year we made it a course. It's a 45-minute every single day. A leadership course. There's like 22 students in this leadership course, and they go through the 7 habits. They talk about the paradigms and the mindsets, but they also, we've challenged them. There are students that have been identified by our teachers and staff and also other students that as leaders, as ones that we can, you know, give a task and have them take it and run with it. And so everything from our as simple, it's not always as simple, pep rallies and activities for the students, because, you know, my idea of what's fun is probably a little bit different than a 16, 17-year-old student. So we challenge them with coming up with those activities, those field trips that they can go on that they want to learn and grow in. An idea that they kind of came up with, which I think last week that Allison Zari and Med were here presenting to you all of the speech contest. They took a trip to Washington, D.C. It was something the school was able to almost fully fund. To send them to lead conference where they were able to network with people from all over the country and just to come back to ideas of what can we with our high school, what can we make work here? What are some ideas that we have? And so we have a meeting the next weeks to kind of break down what they learned there and how we can make that successful here. So that's two things. The second is, and first, let me just say that I love our guidance department. They are three phenomenal guidance counselors, Ms. J.J. Griggs, Ms. Sarah Heaton, and Ms. Jalen Rowland. They're phenomenal people, but they're also great guidance counselors. And so over the last 3 years, we've kind of revamped our scheduling process. And so right now we meet with every student one-on-one. They sit down with one of the three guidance counselors or myself or our part-time curriculum coordinator, Ms. Tina Martin. And it's just a one-on-one conversation. And we have it every single year. It's not the only time we check in with students. I feel like we're doing it all the time, but we just kind of say, all right, where are we at? Last year we talked about, you know, you wanted to kind of do the nursing pathway. You wanted to be in the business pathway. That's something you're still thinking. And we're able to have that, that small group or one-on-one real conversation with them about what's your goal? What's your end goal? Begin with the end in mind. What's your goal and how do we get there? And obviously for a senior and for a freshman, those conversations are very, very different. But then also it allows us a one-on-one time to do like a mental health check-in. I can tell you that mental health's real. I can tell you that in the real world it's real, but it's also real in a high school too. And so it allows us, the five of us, to have a one-on-one check-in and just see how they are. Hey, do you feel like there's somebody in this building? If you had something you needed to talk about, you'd go talk to them about it. Do you feel like you have someone you can trust in this building that's an adult? What would you do in this scenario? And just have that real conversation in a platform, on a stage, where they feel comfortable talking to one of us. Now, I get it, and I tell them, every student I meet with, I get it. Not everybody feels comfortable talking to the principal. It has nothing to do with me. It just means talking to the principal means something bad. That's not, I hope, I'm trying to get out of that because I don't think it always has to mean something bad. So that's the third thing. And then I kind of talked about Leader in Me already, but I guess the second part of that is I can promise you we still do learn at the high school. We do some academic stuff too, and obviously it's important. I talked about the testing, and so just to give you an idea, so actually today was our SAT day, and I'll talk more about that in just a second, but we'll have the SAT, we'll have another SAT tomorrow for our sophomores. We also gave the ACT, because this is kind of a transition, you know, I'll come back to that in a second. We have intercourse placements. We have KSA, Kentucky Summative Assessments, which will be the last 14 days of school, and then we'll have final exams. So all that kind of is a lot of testing that'll take place from now until May 22nd, which is the last day of school. Just in testing in general, and I say this to the students and also say this to the staff, is like testing is important. And in the state of Kentucky, they come up with this big, huge formula that kind of says, you know, you're in this color, you're this score, and all this stuff. But I tell our staff and I tell our students, even before scores come out, and I've said this the last 3 years and I firmly believe it, the scores don't always tell the whole picture. No matter what color you are, just like in, I'm a sports guy too, you know, you can do a lot of good things in a basketball game or in a baseball game. Doesn't mean you're always going to win, but you can do a lot of good things and be successful. And so we try to tell the students that, and not in any way to kind of hedge our bets, just to say, you know what, there's a lot of good things going on here regardless of what happens with this one test. And if you think about just that picture of sitting down this morning, our juniors sat down from about 8:15 all the way until roughly about 10:45 and took a test. Like that's a long amount of time to sit there and stare at a computer screen and try to say, well, this is going to tell me if I'm smart or not. So that's not what happens. And we want them to understand that going into it, because that provides a little confidence as well. So I'm going to be specific real quick and talk about SAT, because this is a big transition for us. So for as long as I can remember, it's been ACT, ACT, ACT. And that's been kind of the college test that the state of Kentucky has used. Well, they decided late in the spring last year that they were just going to up and change and go to SAT. And nobody around here, we never even gave the SAT. So it's been a learning curve. But I bragged on our counselors and I brag on our curriculum coordinator too. And then Ms. Thomas was involved in this as well. So we've been kind of saying, all right, what are we going to do? We're not just going to go with the mindset of, hey, we'll just see what happens in year one and then we'll figure it out. That's just not how we want to be wired at the high school or want our students to be wired. So there was a training at the co-op in September. And so we wanted to have some things in place right out of the gate. So SAT is much different test than the ACT. It's apples and oranges. And so that was a challenge because ACT, I felt like we had built, not because of me, we had built it long before I got there. Just tips and tricks and things that can make you successful in ACT. We didn't have that for the SAT. And we quickly started to figure out that not a whole lot of people had that. And so, which makes you ask the question, why would the state of Kentucky want to go to that? But they did. So we began to put together a plan. Our plan basically consisted of this. We want to put the test in front of the students multiple times before the actual test day, before today. And just let them look at it, see what it looks like, see the mindset behind it. It's not even really about the score at that point. It's about what can we help you learn about this test. So we did that twice. We had two practice tests for all of our students, freshman through junior, and just put it in front of them. And then in addition to that, in each individual classroom, not every day, because, you know, when you get something every day, it's just like, I'm over and I'm done with this. And we definitely don't want them to be like that when they get the test day. So we did what's called a bell ringer in most classes. We did some very just detailed stuff on the bell ringers, just flash something up on the TV. Hey, answer this question and talk about it, because talking about it just solves problems. And so we're able to do that. And then once a week, do some lessons over the course of their class in English and math. And that's where the English writing and math is where the SAT really focuses. ACT used to have a portion called science in there, but SAT is just all about English writing and math. And so we focused on that and kind of built that plan. And so I told you about the meeting in September because myself, there was two or three of us that went to that meeting. It was a lot of the regional schools from basically in Western Kentucky. And we heard responses all over the map. Some were like, you know what, we're going to go with that approach. We're going to go with, we're just going to make them take it and then we're going to see what we learn from it. And then other schools were like, we thought about doing a practice test and all this stuff. So after going there and hearing their responses in September, I felt pretty good about our plan, and so did our counselors. So we've done that. Now we'll see how the scores go. But as I said, scores don't tell you the whole story. And then in addition to that, we did what's called a boot camp. We did this for the ACT as well. And we had two outside individuals come in that were they used to be geared for the ACT. Now they're geared for the SAT. They come in. We broke our juniors all down into two different groups and said, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to crash course you on the SAT. We're going to talk about math for a little while. We're going to talk about English and writing, and just give you some tips on how to solve this test, how to be successful on this test. And so we did that. It took about half a day to do that, but it was good. It was beneficial. So that's kind of the talk about transition. We talk about the academic side of things. But even that, it's not just about college, because college, everybody doesn't go to college, and that's okay. It's not just about, you know, some take that sabbatical year. I'm still trying to work out how to fund one of those years for me when I take a sabbatical. But it's not about the SAT. It's not about just about learning. It's about the high school experience. It's about learning. It's about creating those moments that we go back. I can think back to when I was in high school several years ago. Just thinking about those things that jumped out to me, I can tell you it wasn't an ACT test. I can tell you it wasn't an SAT. It wasn't a test at all. It was, you know, opportunities I got to spend with my friends, whether it be on a baseball field or basketball, or whether it be Mr. Dyer setting up a crime scene in his lab and I'd go in and solve it. That was pretty cool to me. Now, I didn't realize at the time I was learning all this stuff about forensics and fingerprints and all that stuff, but it was really cool. And so creating those power moments. So Ms. Gray mentioned one a few minutes ago. Our musical. This is the third year we've done a musical, and Miss Meeks has been a part of it every single year. This year it's Miss Meeks and Miss Gossett, and it's SpongeBob the musical. I've been able to watch about 75% of it. We welcomed our primary school on last Friday, and the elementary school came on Monday, and they all sat in the auditorium and they watched SpongeBob the musical, and they had a blast with it, and it was good. And our students have done just a phenomenal job preparing. It's about 2 hours long, so you can imagine what kind of work goes into preparing for a two-hour play. But they've done a phenomenal job. They have just kind of hit the ground running, the costumes, and I guess I'll kind of touch on this for a little bit, and cut me off whenever you need to cut me off, because I could talk about this kind of stuff all day, but it's collaboration. And so this musical is not just about our drama department. So our ag department, they have a course, it's called Ag Construction. And so they've actually built the entire set. And the set takes up if you've been in the fine arts, it takes up the whole stage. But they built an underwater stage for them. So they've done that. Our choir department has jumped in. Ms. Gossett's our choir teacher, and she's kind of led the music. And then Ms. Meeks has learned the sound, new sound system in there, and lighting and all those things. So a lot of work, and it's a collaborative effort. And then I mentioned our elementary school and primary school. One of my goals 3 years ago was to, you know, we have something very special at Caldwell County that, in a lot of ways, that other school systems don't have. All of our schools are on the same campus. And to me, that means a little bit more. When you can go to the same campus, I understand, you know, students move in and out. But if you're here for the entire time, used to be spread out a little bit, but from kindergarten all the way to graduation, you can be within a couple hundred yards of each other. And that, to me, that's pretty special. And so it's one of the goals of how do we make sure that we collaborate with each other. And so not just inviting them to the musical, but we have that leadership course I mentioned a few moments ago. Once a month, they take a big group. We had a grant last year, and we ordered $23,500 worth of children's books. And so every time we'd go to the primary school or elementary school this year, we take a whole set of 145 books. And so we'll go into the fourth grade classes, for example. We'll read them a book. I won't read them a book. The students will read them a book, because they'd rather have a student reading a book than they would me. They'll talk to them for a little bit, read a book to them, or part of a book, because some of them are longer, and then give each one of them a copy of the book they just read. And so it accomplishes a lot of things. One, it's good for, I think, our future high school Tigers to see the older Tigers coming back and giving. But it's also good for our high school Tigers now, because it gets them out of that comfort zone a little bit. They have to talk in front of, you know, 6, 7, and 8 year olds. If you can do that, you can talk in front of anybody. Because questions that will come out may be totally unrelated to anything you've talked about. So it's been good for them to be able to kind of collaborate with them. So that's just a goal that we always want to do that. If you follow us on social media, you saw, and this is a really cool moment of collaboration. It kind of came from downtown at the board office. They wanted to do a district-wide pep rally. And this just speaks to we have a lot of special people that work at the high school. And so a lot of people that I truly just trust. And that's a big thing. And so I went to one of our history teachers, Andrew Felker, and I was like, listen, we got to do something. We're going to have all these kids at the track, take a picture. And he was like, you know what? Let's do a map of Caldwell County. And I'm like, how in the world are we going to get kindergartners to stay inside of Caldwell County long enough to get a picture? And so then we also have a student at the high school who is all about drones. And I'm like, all right, let's get him to get his drone. And whenever he'll just start taking pictures, and whenever that 1 second happens, he'll have taken a picture and it'll work. And so if you didn't see the picture yet, there's one at the high school. There's one on social media. Look at it. But it's a map of Caldwell County. And so Mr. Felker was able to outline it with his history class. And we had a rope and we painted some stuff down and put barriers and built a barricade. And then just had the other schools come up there and fill it. So that was just a cool moment that but I'll tell you one more thing about that is, so we did, and Rhett Miller's the one who videoed this. We did some activities because at a pep rally, you got to do some fun games. And so we had a student from every grade level, from kindergarten all the way till 12th grade. So there were six teams, and each team had, 13 students on each team, but one from each grade. And they had to run one lap around the track, and they had to pass it along. So the kindergartner started out, and they said, go. And we have six kindergartners that run, 125 feet, and they passed it to the first grader. And then Rhett Miller, actually, he didn't make it all the way around the track. He said, I was gassed and couldn't make it any further. But he made it about three-quarters of the way, and he videoed it. And just to watch that transition of a kindergartner handed to the first grade, second grade to third grade, all the way around the track was just really, really cool. And then for me, it was even more cool because my daughter was one of the ones that was passing the baton. But it was a cool moment. And so I guess if I could sum that up, that's just one of the things we try to create is memorable moments for our students to remember and draw back on and say, this is a special place. Because at the end of the day, we don't want to hostage everybody and make everybody stay in Caldwell County. But we'd love for everybody to go do your thing and come back and continue to help Caldwell County grow and just bring all that special stuff back here. I'm not sure how I got to that point from the musical, but I'll run it here in a second. But some other things, this will be much shorter. We offer 21 clubs, and the clubs are all over the map. We have everything from a coloring book club to FBLA, which is our business club. And so all those things are offered. And then sports teams, we have 14 different sports that are offered for males and females. And just to give you an idea, we've had some success this year. In wrestling, we had four males and two females that made it to the state tournament. And then Virginia Stewart and Carly Heron were fifth and eighth, respectively, at the women's state tournament in wrestling. Girls basketball team, they went to the regional semifinals for the first time in 12 years, which is just a cool moment. Our cheerleaders went to nationals this year in Florida, and they got the highest score they've had all year on the national stage, which is just kind of cool. And then I guess to sum up, one of the things that most of our freshmen coming in, and it happens very quickly for them, but our seniors are there right now. They have what's called senioritis. They're ready to be done with high school, and they are preparing for graduation and project graduation. And so graduation is kind of that culminating event that we say we provide. It's more or less they provide for us. I've had the opportunity to stand on stage the last 3 years, and I look in the crowd, my mind just automatically goes to this student and just that small success they had in that one day that they don't realize how big it was. Or it goes to a sports team, or it goes to a score on an ACT test, or whatever it looks like. But it's so cool to think about all that. And then you tell them that, to go forth and do great things and all that stuff. But the graduation is kind of that culminating event, not only for the high school, but it also goes all the way back to kindergarten. They'll do, I'm sure many of you are aware, they'll do the final walk. They'll walk through the halls of all four schools they went to, or most of them went to, and just kind of see their former teachers, let them ask questions, and just give them a hug. And there are lots of tears. This past year, some of the primary teachers actually took out all the pictures that the senior class had and hung them up in the hallway. So the kids stopped, and it was a cool moment for them as well. But then it ends with the first official thing is project graduation. I know some of you all have been involved with that over the last decade. Community Disciples has ran that for the last decade, and it's been phenomenal. This year, the high school is going to take that back over. But it's a cool night for our seniors to be able to get some money, get some prizes, but also just have that one last event where they're kind of celebrating together, kind of letting loose. There's no pressure of, I got to make sure I take 3 steps and then walk on stage this way and shake with this hand and grab the diploma with this hand. It's none of that. All that stuff's over. You just get to enjoy it. And so at the end of the day, I guess to kind of sum this up is, the primary goal and the mindset of us at the high school is just to support, to love on these students. And with that comes, you know, tough conversations, hold them accountable, but to let them know we care about them and that we're here for them now. But also a cool moment is to be able to like see their success after they leave high school. You know, this past Friday, I was able to go watch watch Javion Spikes, who is just a phenomenal young man. I don't know, many of you probably know him. To cut down the net, see him on top of the ladder, and he's going to play in one of the biggest tournament in basketball in the country, which is just a cool moment. So just to see the drive and success and all those things. So I appreciate the opportunity to come and share. And at this time, I'll be happy to answer any questions, or I'll be happy to just shut up when we shut up too. So,
any questions?
I do want to comment on a couple things that Daniel didn't necessarily say regarding him as a principal and as a man and a Christian man. When Grayson's mom passed away June 23rd, 2024, and he came to live with us probably around June 28th, and before school started, he would be transitioning as a freshman. Daniel called and came and sat in our living room with Grayson and us and just, you know, talked to him and just reassured him that, you know, you're coming as a freshman, that's hard enough. You've lost your mom, you know, and he made him feel so at ease, I think, just knowing that Daniel said, you know, I don't care what time of day it is, if you're having a moment, come to my office. If my door is closed, tell them you need to see me. That is genuine, and that, I know he would do that for any student, and I just think we're very fortunate, Daniel, to have you in the leadership position that you're in, because you truly are. Like, I mean, he truly does believe in our students, and it's not hard. It's hard. Like you said, the mental health crisis, we had someone come talk to us about that, and our teens and youth, even young ones. But to have somebody that truly genuinely cares. And so anytime that I drop, if he gets on that bus in the morning, Kim Farmer picks him up. I know that he's loved from the time he steps on the bus until he comes back in the afternoon. And I just appreciate that and your leadership and what you're doing, because it is. When you go in and see them when they're doing their, Miss Griggs invited me to come talk to the junior class. I mean, it was all of them. And she brings people in from different pathways or whatever, and just to share experiences and the leadership part and the community service is one of the things that they talk a lot about. And that is more than just ABCs. I mean, that truly is, how can you grow and come back and benefit your community wherever you end up? So I just appreciate that.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
I'm just very encouraged by what I heard you say, because I think those are the things that are going to be most important for these kids as they go along. It's scary out there now, I think. And just really appreciate that from my perspective. And thank you, Daniel.